Welcome in. Today we're doing a super practical, beginner-friendly Ableton Live 12 lesson for jungle and old school drum and bass. How to make those classic break rolls. The fast rrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr Instead of spending forever chopping 50 tiny slices every time you want to fill, you build one reusable roll shaper. Then you perform the fill with automation. You can drop it anywhere in your arrangement, control the intensity, and keep your main groove intact. By the end, you'll have two layers, a main break that stays doing its job and a roll layer that you fade in, shape, and then kill right on the transition. That contrast is what makes it feel like real jungle phrasing. All right, let's set up. First, set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. If you don't know where to start, pick 170. That's a nice middle ground where rolls feel exciting but not ridiculous. Now drag in a breakbeat. Amen. Think, hot pants, anything with character. Put it on an audio track and get the warp right, because if the loop isn't solid, your rolls won't land right. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, go with transients. If your break is crunchy or vinylish, you can try a 1/16 transient setting and slightly reduce the transient envelope. If you're hearing clicks, the goal is simple. Make it loop clean for one or two bars, no weird drift. Now duplicate that break track. Name the original break main and the duplicate break roll. This is the core mindset shift. Break main is your groove that stays consistent. Break roll is your special effects layer that you automate in for fills. You're not destroying the beat to create a roll. You're adding a controlled moment on top. Now let's build the roll layer. On break roll, we're going to create a processing chain that can do the classic jungle tightening, crunch, and space. Add these devices in this order. Auto filter, then saturator, then redux, then optionally gate, then reverb, then delay, then utility at the end. And I'll tell you why utility goes at the end. Because that becomes your simplest on and off. And also your intensity control. If you can only automate one thing, automate the utility gain. Now, how do we actually create the roll rhythm? There are a few ways, but for beginners, the most controllable is, use a single slice and simpler, loop it, and then trigger it with MIDI. That gives you instant control over roll rate and roll length, without gain lost. So here's what you do. Right-click your break roll clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing, and create a drum rack. Now you have a drum rack full of slices. Pick one punchy slice. Usually the snare hit works great, or a ghost hit if you want something more subtle and rattly. You're basically choosing the character of the roll. A snare-based slice will sound like a classic pre-drop snare rush. A heady slice can sound like a shaker roll. A grimy ghost note can sound super old school. Open that slice's simpler. Set simpler to classic mode. Turn loop on. Now make the loop length tiny. Think like 20 to 60 milliseconds as a starting point. Then adjust the start. Position until you get a crunchy transient that repeats nicely. Teacher note, if you get clicks or pops at the start of a sound, don't panic. Add a tiny fade in simpler, just a few milliseconds, or slightly increase attack. Another really clean trick is to put a utility before the whole chain and ramp the gain up over about 10 to 30 milliseconds when the roll starts. That micro fade makes everything feel professional. Now create your roll clip. Make a one-bar MIDI clip for that roll instrument. Keep it simple. Put notes on one key and put your roll on beat 4, like the classic right before the change fill. Start with 1/16 notes on beat 4. Then duplicate that clip a couple times and make intensity versions. One clip that's 1/16, one that's faster like 1/32 for the panic roll, and if you want that not quite straight jungle feel, you can keep the notes straight, but apply groove later to get that tripletish push and pull without changing your whole grid. Now we get to the most important part. The roll shape framework. This is where the automation first workflow becomes the whole game. Instead of thinking I need a roll, think I need an energy curve. Pick one of three energy curves before you draw automation. 1. A riser. It steadily gets more intense and tight, then hits the next section. 2. A stab. It's a sudden burst, then it backs off quickly. 3. A fake out. It builds like it's about to explode. Then you remove the roll right before the hit so the drop feels even bigger. Once you know the curve, the automation becomes obvious. Let's shape the roll with four main contours: filter, crunch, space, and loudness. Start with filter contour. On auto filter, choose a high pass filter, 24 dB slope. Set resonance around 0.70. If you like, add a little drive, maybe +2 to +5 dB. Now automate the cutoff. A classic jungle roll move is, start the cutoff fairly low, like 200 to 400 HZ, then sweep it up over the fill so it tightens into midrange, like 1.5 to 3K HZ near the peak, then either snap it back down or just mute the roll right at the transition. That sweep creates the tightening coil feeling. It's old school, and it works because it clears the low end while the energy goes up. Next, crunch contour. On saturator, choose analog clip mode. Turn soft clip on. Start drive around plus 3 dB and push it up to maybe plus 10 dB at the peak, depending on how nasty you want it. Then redux for that rave tape bite. You can automate bit reduction from around 8 bits down to 5 for more dirt. And if you want it extra wonky, automate the sample rate down too, like from 22kHz down toward 8kHz, but be careful because it can get harsh fast. A good general rule, increase crunch as the roll speeds up, and then cut it abruptly after the transition. That sudden clean again moment is part of the impact. Now space contour, but we keep it controlled because jungle rolls need snap. On reverb, keep it small. Size around 10 to 25%. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. High cut somewhere like 4 to 7kHz so it stays dark and doesn't splash everywhere. Dry slash wet very low, like 5 to 12%. On delay, you can use echo or simple delay. Set time to 1/8 or 1/16. Keep feedback around 10 to 25%. Dry slash wet like 3 to 10%. Inside echo, filter out the low end under about 200 Hz. That keeps the roll from making low frequency fog. Automation idea. Add a touch more reverb or delay right at the end of the roll, not the whole time. Think of it like a tiny tail that points into the next section, not a wash that ruins your transients. Now loudness contour. The simplest and most important. On the utility at the end of the roll chain, automate gain. Start super low, even minus infinity if you want it completely off. Then rise up during the fill to maybe minus 6 to minus 3 dB. Then snap it back down immediately after the roll. That gain automation is your roll appearance and disappearance. It's also the easiest way to make sure you're not accidentally rolling all the time. Quick Ableton Live 12 tip. Use automation shapes to stay musical. For filter sweeps, try an S-curve so it feels less linear. For drive and crunch, exponential up often feels more natural because perceived loudness ramps in a way that sounds human. For on and off moments, step shapes are perfect, like muting the roll or doing a hard stop. Now let's make the roll sit correctly with the main break, because if there's no contrast, it won't feel like an event. Two ways. The quick way, put a utility at the end of break main and automate its gain down slightly during the roll. Dip it by 2 to 6 dB depending on how aggressive your roll is. This makes room so the roll feels like it steps forward. The cleaner way, sidechain ducking. Put a compressor on break main. Turn on sidechain and choose break roll as the input. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack about 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you see 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction during the roll. This is a classic trick. You're not just making the roll louder. You're making space for it. That's the difference between noisy and intentional. Now, groove. This is the thing that makes it feel like jungle instead of a drum machine exercise. Open the groove pool. Try something like MPC 16 swing at 55 to 60. Apply it to your roll MIDI clip. Keep timing around 20 to 40%. If you want dynamics, add a little velocity amount too, like 10 to 20%, and also manually vary MIDI note velocities a tiny bit, even 5 to 15 points. A roll that slightly breathes sounds played. A roll that's perfectly identical sounds like a laser printer. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where beginners often overdo it. Rolls are punctuation. They're not the whole paragraph. Put them in classic spots. End of 8 bars, do a half beat or 1 beat roll into the next phrase. End of 16 bars, do a longer roll with more filter and crunch into the drop. Before a breakdown, do a roll then a hard stop. Or a call and response, a tiny roll answering a snare hit every 4 bars. And one of the most old school tricks ever, right after the roll peak, cut everything for an 1/8 note of silence, then slam the next downbeat. That micro stop is pure impact. Common mistakes to avoid while you're practicing. If you roll too long, like 2 full bars, it stops being a fill and becomes clutter. Keep it short. If your roll has too much low end, it will fight your bass and your kick. High pass earlier than you think. Fast stuff should mostly live in the mid and high energy. Too much reverb smears the transient. Short decay, subtle wet. If your main break doesn't change at all, the roll won't feel special. Duck the main break or darken it briefly right before the roll, then let the role be brighter. That contrast costs nothing and sounds like arrangement. And if all your roles sound identical, change one thing each time. Rate, filter peak, or crunch amount. Small changes keep it alive. Now a quick mini practice you can do in about 15 minutes. Pick an amen loop and build a simple 2-minute arrangement. Intro, groove. Small drop, groove. Add 3 roll fills. First fill at bar 8, a 1/16 roll with a gentle filter sweep. Second fill at bar 16, a 1/32 roll, more redux and a short reverb tail. Third fill right before the drop, roll plus a hard stop for an 8th note. For each fill, automate at minimum the auto filter cutoff and the utility gain on the roll layer. If you're feeling it, automate saturator drive too. Then export and listen on headphones. The question is not is the roll cool? The question is does the roll clearly signal a transition, and does the groove feel bigger and cleaner after the roll ends? Before we wrap up, here's a workflow upgrade that will make you faster immediately. Commit to a roll master control early.